Hello, welcome to Astrology Alchemy. I'm Sheila Belanger, your host for this podcast. Alchemy is defined as a seemingly magical process of transformation. Spiritual alchemy is the process of pursuing the gold of your true nature by transmuting the unrefined, limiting parts of yourself. In this podcast, I'll offer you inspiring insights from current astrology cycles that support your path of turning your personal lead into gold. More resources are available at the website astrologyalchemy.com. Hello and welcome to the podcast for the week of November 22nd. I'm your guide and host, Sheila Belanger. A phrase for the poem for this week, the poem called Grace. The phrase is, thanks be for the sustenance and strength for our dance. We have a little bit of a quieter astrological week, inviting us perhaps in this week of Thanksgiving in the United States to pause and be grateful for our own sustenance and our own resilience and strength in these last year and a half time with COVID and all the upheavals on so many important levels of deep questioning of status quo. Many of us are still here, and hopefully our hearts are still able to be open and to be willing to question, to be willing to grow, to be willing to change. Much of the astrological gifts of this week have to do with the sign of Sagittarius. Now, it comes after Scorpio in the zodiac wheel. As I remind you, with astrology, we're tracking from our sense of things on the earth, looking up and seeing the planets move against the backdrop of the star wheel, the zodiac signs, which are different than the actual constellations. And in the annual journey of the sun, from our perspective, moving through the zodiac wheel, it hangs out in Scorpio for 30 days, and then it shifts to Sagittarius, and that's happening right now. On November 21st is the actual shift, and that's so important because the sun is the archetype of the hero, the heroine, the conscious self. And wherever it travels symbolically, it is shining the light on the energetics of that zodiac sign. Now, Scorpio is a very deep water sign that goes to the heart of the matter, that wants deep transformation, that wants to lance the wound, that wants to transmute the poisons. It's a very sensitive sign to what's really going on a deep emotional level. It has a holiness and sacredness, and it's very intense. The next sign over, Sagittarius, it's called a fire sign, and its symbol is an arrow pointing to the heavens. It's an archer aiming for the heavens. It is a very different energy than Scorpio. It's expansive, it's fiery, it's inspirational. It's like Scorpio says, go into the basement or go into the deep dark tunnel because it's necessary for deep change. And then at a certain point, we see the light and we come out of the tunnel. That's often a metaphor used with Sagittarius. But it doesn't mean that the depth of the water and the darkness and the transformation of Scorpio is any less important than the Sagittarius fire and light that illuminates. The difference is that when we come to the sun in Sagittarius now for the next month, the conscious self is on a hero, heroine's, person's journey of seeing the bigger picture, of connecting things, getting insights, of making meaning out of the journey we've been on. Tuesday, November 23rd, the sun is with the south node at 1 degree of Sagittarius. And I'll remind you, the nodes, N-O-D-E-S, are not planets in the heavens. They're mathematical points. The south node represents the past, what we've learned to do very well, our skills, our gifts, but also it's the path of least resistance. And sometimes when a planet connects with the south node, it's an opportunity to really revisit the past. Now it's the sun shining the light. And Sagittarius is about making meaning, philosophizing, understanding the bigger picture, coming up with your own core beliefs and truths. So the sun with the south node on Tuesday is inviting us to reflect on our past and make meaning of it. And there's both the meaning-making that enhances and opens us, and there's also the challenge with the South Node that we go back into our old established ways of thinking at things. The challenge with Sagittarius energy is it can be very dogmatic. You've heard me say it can have a quality of certainty. My truth is it. And so Sun South Node challenges us this week to say, okay, how do I make meaning out of the last bit of time, whether it's the last month of the journey in Scorpio, the sun's been there, or the last year and a half with COVID and all the deep changes or all the societal changes, or what's just happened recently with the conference of the parties, the COP meeting in Glasgow, Scotland, and how people feel about decisions and non-decisions as we go hurtling towards incredible climate crisis. It's like, how do we make meaning out of this? How do we shine the light on our deeper truths? That's an opportunity this week. And then on Thursday, November 25th, which is the Thanksgiving holiday in the United States, the Mercury is with the South Node, also at 1 degree of Sagittarius. And Mercury is the storyteller, the bridge maker, the communicator. Mercury's retrograde night right now, so it's in this deep inward reflection experience. And when it's with the South Node, it sometimes represents there's old stories coming forward. Now, this is a really interesting cycle to have on Thanksgiving when, in normal times, which we'll not ever have again in some level, people would gather with family or old friends, and there might be reminiscing, there might be storytelling of the past. Equally, this can be conversations about meaning-making and truths, and hopefully it is not unconscious dogma and fighting with each other about who's right and who's wrong, which can, again, be a challenge of Sagittarius. You might lean in, whatever is happening for you. You're not, my listeners are not all necessarily in the United States. Bless you all. Some of you are very fortunate in that regard. You might find that this is a time when you can open your mind to recognize insights from the past, understandings. And as this is a formal holiday of gratitude for the harvest, it might be a fabulous week to count your blessings in a really conscious way, to recognize in the midst of all the incredible suffering and change and the disruption and the dismantling, the dismemberment of so many things in our life, not to be an ungrounded Pollyanna, but to lean in and say, here's some of my truths. These are some of the great gifts that have come to me from these deep changes, or this is the meaning I'm making out of it. And then finally, on Sunday, November 28th, the Sun and Mercury are together at 5 degrees of Sagittarius. And this marks a halfway point in a cycle with Sun and Mercury. It started on October 9th when they came together. So it's about, what have I been learning? What has different ideas, different communications, different important bridges that I've made inside myself or with other people? And it's a bit of turning into, okay, how do I reap what I sowed starting back about 6 weeks ago around stories, understanding, communication, bigger ideas, belief systems? So that's present there. So again, this is a week that's a little bit quieter with the astrological cycles, and yet very necessary. Not only is it, for those of us in the United States, a kind of time-out holiday week, but it's also astrologically a time-out, again, from so much intense bombardment of cycles. Doesn't mean we won't have more coming, but this is a time to pause. And wherever you are, you might find a time this week for gratitude, for honoring the great, incredible resources you have, the love you have, the precious experience of being on the earth in all its magnificence, and all the random acts of kindness and love that come pouring through every moment of our life, even in the midst of such struggle and such suffering and such darkness. I'd like to offer you, those of you in the United States, as a Thanksgiving gift, a poem called Grace, by Rafael Jesus Gonzalez. And he's a bilingual poet. He was born and raised on the U.S.-Mexico border in El Paso, Ciudad Juarez. He grew up bicultural and bilingual. And as he says, he consequently is heir to two muses, He writes his poems in both Spanish and English. I'm going to read the English version because I cannot read Spanish properly and I would not want to dishonor his poem. But you can check him out. And remember, on the website, astrologyalchemy.com, I always make a link to the poem and the poet so you can go find out about him. Grace, Rafael Jesus Gonzalez. Thanks and blessing be to the sun and the earth for this bread and this wine, this fruit, this meat, this salt, this food. Thanks be and blessings to them who prepare it, who serve it. Thank and blessing to them who share it, and also the absent and the dead. Thanks and blessing to them who bring it, may they not want. To them who plant and tend it, harvest and gather it, may they not want. Thanks and blessing to them who work, and blessing to them who cannot. May they not want, for their hunger sours the wine and robs the salt of its taste. Thanks be for the sustenance and strength of our dance and the work of justice, of peace. Grace, may you have a blessing week and open your heart to all that is present for you, an attitude of gratitude in a beautiful way. Take good care.
You have been listening to the Astrology Alchemy Podcast with your host, Sheila Belanger. More resources are available at the website, astrologyalchemy.com. Thank you for listening. Bless your alchemical journey to embrace the gold of your true nature.